Frank is with us from Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank, been doing our weekly updates.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Frank.
So on the Newbury Village store, when I think it was Dave bought it, he said, I got to show you something. So we went over, and in the corner, and I think it's been to the left of where the deli is, we found an old, almost like an old vault. And it was set into the wall, and there was a safe in it. And he said, there might have been a bank here back then. I said, yeah, might have been. I doubt it. That's how they kept all the receipts back then. But it's quite a impressive building. You go upstairs and see the apartment there. It's good. It's good.
Yeah. You have a nice, quaint little bank right there across the street.
We do. It used to be the town clerk's office,
right.
And then they sold it to Bradford National. Bradford National had a bank there, and then they leased, gave it back to the town, and we decided to lease it. It's not a branch office, it's a twig. It's so small. And it's got to be one of the smallest branches in the United States, but it's, you know, beautiful.
It still gets the job done. There's a great conversation takes place there.
It does.
Doesn't it?
And it's important for that village. I mean,
right.
I think, especially in COVID-19, we begin to appreciate all the, you know, the local businesses that have stayed through it and kept us employed. And you know, and before we get to the bank update, I just really wanted to mention two people that were just hugely important to Wells River Village, well, during my time here, which is a long time.
It has been.
The first is, Nancy Reno and ran Burnham's Shoe Store. She did other stores. But she was a fixture, and the store is a fixture. And, my mother, they lived in Norwich, but then she moved down to Cape Cod. And I said, you know, Mom, the only reason you come to visit me in Wells River is that you can go to Burnham's Shoe Store. She loved going in there, buying all the shoes for things, and it's just an experience. You know,
it was a tourist attraction because Nancy had boxes of shoes here, there, and everywhere.
And
but if you went in, she knew where it was.
She knew
your shoe size.
She did. And then she called me up and said, well, I got a shipment. I have extra wide feet that almost look like duck paddles. And she said, I got some extra wides, and you know, we can and bring them in. So she was great.
Yeah.
Her mother before her, and so that's just a loss to the village, and to her family. And the other one, of course, is Joe Kaiser. Joe, again, when I moved here, ran the Happy Hour gift shop. And so we all talk about the Kaiser family, and we think of the Happy Hour restaurant. But, you know, Joe was a fixture in the town with a gift shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there have been other stores there. But so my memory of Joe was somewhat serious. I guess that'd be the way. And so after she'd been used to me for a couple of years, she would, you know, come in and say, you know, Frank, rather than coming in Christmas Eve and doing your Christmas shopping, why don't you come in a week or two before, and we can get it wrapped, and you know, we can have a much better variety. And I said, yeah, but it takes all the fun out of it not coming up. But anyway, so she was
trying to take care of you.
She always had good gifts.
Yes, she
always had good supplies in there, she was again, she was very important to the family business and to the town as a whole. And we'll miss her.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, so that's on the village, and we have, I was thinking of all of the changes in the village with Todd and things like that, but sometimes you got to, you know, bless the people that have, you know, kind of carried us along through them, and that would be Nancy and Joe.
Yeah, all the lights look good.
We
were talking with Todd about that a little bit earlier. See all the Christmas lights
out. And if you really need to get out of the house and see something spectacular, go down to the Thetford office in East Thetford. Because they have a light show. It's not quite like Christmas Vacation with as they're talking about Chevy Chase, but it's incredible. They've done a great job, and it's even in COVID-19 we can still enjoy the season. So that's important to do that.
Mm. Well, there's been a call. Of course, Governor Scott had put a call out there to tell all Vermonters to light it up this year. Really,
well,
do a little extra.
Yeah, and I think maybe that was to, you know, you get the lights, and then you got to get the extension cords, and then you got to find
lack a couple, right?
Then you got to get to find the, you know, where the outlet is. Is the outlet can really take all that? But yeah, no, it's and we're going to try to do our part on that.
Yeah.
So that's the update a little bit. So I realized our the last Friday of the month is Christmas. So are you going to get me up on Christmas? No. Mm. Okay. All right.
I won't be doing a live air shift with anybody.
That's
but
cool.
I will have to come in and do a few couple of things.
Well, I'll
this
come
is,
in.
This is like having a family farm.
Yeah, I'll come
24
in.
Hours a day, 7 days a week.
Will you be in early Christmas?
I don't know what time I'll be in. But I will. I plan on being here on Friday, New Year's Day.
Yeah.
But yeah, Christmas is on a Friday, 2 weeks from today, Frank.
Yeah, it is. So, New Year's Day, that used to be kind of a tough day for the bank because you'd have to get all of the records done on New Year's Eve. And then the next morning you had to make sure that everything was right because all of your books depended upon that. So, yeah. So we would, especially when we had our own, first got our own computer, sometimes the update would start New Year's Eve and it would go like 13 hours. And then you get this, you would get this report and it says, now, are you sure you want to close the figures? Because once it's just done. So we'd be sitting there with adding machines. And,
really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And, it was an exciting day. Now, of course, it's much more automated.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing that's going on in the bank, we're, into our, I think it's our second week with the lobbies closed. And customers are getting used to it. We're still able to get quite a lot done online and through the phones. And so we're still working an awful lot on lending. So in the PPP process, we're now in the forgiveness stage and recommending that people get their paperwork in. There's instructions. We have it. They're on our website, and they're also on the SBA's website.
Yeah.
But it's not, it's... like any government form, it's you're going to need some help getting it through, and we can help on that. But we do ask that you read it through first, and then if you have specific questions that come through, because it's not our form to fill out for forgiveness. It's really the customer's form. So
help as much as you can.
We can, one of the things that has come up is. During the same time as we were doing PPP loans, they had disaster loans that SBA put through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clearly stated on the PPP application that you have to, you don't get two grants. So you get, you can have the disaster loan, but you can also then, so we're getting some borrowers that, when the PPP forgiveness comes on, they don't forgive that portion of it. That would be by the disaster loan or grant. So that's there. That's something to keep in mind.
All right.
But we're getting. I think we have 175, and we've done about 60. So we've got a few left to go, and they seem to be. I'm not working it, so they seem to be going pretty well. I think if I were working on them, I'd probably. Not quite be as that, but they take some time.
It does. That's what we're hearing. Okay,
and,
so that's good. Good.
It is good.
It's great service.
Yep. Yeah. It was like everything. It had some quirks at the beginning and quirks at the end, but it's been great. And as I mentioned before, there's a lot of loan volume going on right now.
Really?
In the mortgage world and in the commercial world. And so that's a helpful sign that. Hopefully now that the vaccine has been approved, that we can begin digging our way out of this. And I think a lot of people are planning on it. So there's a lot of activity.
Yeah.
Some of it's interest rate related. Rates are really low. Some people are refinancing, but there's still, we need to get the economy rolling again. People are tired.
Call the bank.
Yep.
Questions, comments, whether you're a customer of the bank or not, you can help them out.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if they aren't a customer, they will be.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. So your Christmas shopping is all done?
Yes. If it's done, it's because my wife's done it.
Okay.
The only gift I have to get is my wife's gift and stuff like that. But
you'll do that Christmas Eve?
It's not as easy now, dude.
Right,
especially in Walls River. But
you're working on it.
I'm working on it. I used to love it. I would go out. Sometimes I would go down to Hanover. Sometimes I'd go up to Littleton and just had to have $100 in my pocket. And my wife was horrified at how I Christmas shopped, because I would go out and I would buy gifts that I liked, and then I'd get home and then I'd say, okay, that one should go to. So she says, when you buy the gift, you're not thinking of who it should. I just buy.
I've always done that.
So really?
Yeah, we were engaged. I lived in New Jersey. She lived in New Jersey, and so I went out Christmas Eve and bought a whole bunch of stuff. And I was trying to sneak into her house. And but anyway, so we had all these gifts, and I said I need some help packing them, wrapping them. Mm-hmm. And her mother was there to, she said to help pack. I think she was there to chaperone, which she should have been. And so she said, well, who's this one for? I said, I haven't decided yet. And she looked at Gene, and she says, he hasn't decided yet. And so we're just, all that tea, that sounds key, that'd be good for my grandmother. And she looked at Gene and said, you sure you still want to marry this guy? Anyway, so she did.
How many years now?
49.
Yeah. So 49 years.
Oh, wow. It'll be 50 in June. Yeah. So she's a patient woman with a great sense of humor.
Yeah. Good. We really appreciate the weekly updates.
I do, and we'll figure out a way to come down. I'll have a camera here. There's a Steve shining, and then we.
Oh
come
yeah.
Down, so you can't say that nobody came in on Friday to see you that day.
Okay. Right. All right, well, enjoy the weekend.
Hey, you too.
Good to see you, Frank.
Take care, Frank.
Frank Tillman is CEO, president of Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank. We're 22 minutes after 8 o'clock.